Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light urges local communities, nonprofits, and faith groups to act on federal investment tax credits for solar projects, which end on December 31st. Executive Director Julia Nurbon says this is an act of resistance because if there's money being used that was generated in Minnesota, she wants to see it come back to our communities.
I'd like to support community ownership and decarbonization and wealth building here at home.
Nurbon says this is due to the federal budget bill passing in July this year, rolling back tax incentives and direct pay subsidies to those installing solar and wind energy. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is hosting a news conference today to highlight $5.5 million in improvements at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Federal funding was awarded to MSP through airport grant programs created by the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Minnesota Lynx and Phoenix Mercury play Game 2 of the WNBA semifinals tonight at Target Center. This is MNN.